Thank you.
Menachem Goldstein, Yitzhiva Torah, 44.
The paragraph which starts on Mepnei Kilimud on Mepnei, yes?
Yeah.
On Mepnei, because of the fact. Kilimud HaTorah הוא לאהבה. יש לו לברך את השם יתברך על אשר נתן לנו התורה. Yes, because the whole system of learning Torah is not just like obligation. It's because we like the Torah, because that's make pleasant for us, that's good for us, that goodness. As he explains, the whole essence of the Torah is goodness. So that's why we should thank Hashem that he gave us the Torah. וזהו אהבה כמורה כאשר נותן ברכה להשם יתברך על שנתן התורה לעמו ישראל. ולפיכך תקנו שלוש ברכות על התורה, והכל שתהיה לימוד התורה מאהבה. So, that's one of the irregular cases that we have broche on mitzvah. Yes, not Ashegicham mitzvah itself, like regular until Asadayim or something. Here is like that you gave us this mitzvah. Which three brachot we have? Ashegicham mitzvah itself, it's one asok with the Torah. והרבנה השם הולכים לסדובר סוסיך אפילו לפי עמך וכו'. אין אשר ברך הבא מכל העמים. יש דרך אשר נסה לנו also, yes? והרבנה is continuation because of the vav, connecting.
חוץ מפתאי זה עצמו ישראל. It's to us only.
Yes, yes, אשר ברך, yes, only us.
That's so beautiful.
Yes? So that expresses this idea that learning Torah is from Mahava. ובגמור פי כמה דברוכס. You know that's so important. Person is not allowed to speak Divrei Torah without saying Birkas HaTorah in the morning. Yes? And B'gmorah Nasir Boches, the Gmorah is asking, Gmai Mevarech, what's the brachot on this mitzvah? Omar Rabbi Yehuda Bar Ashi, Baruch Asher, Ata Hashem, Elokeinu Melechanu, Asher Kidshanu Vitzvotav Hitzvanu Lasok B'Divrei Torah. ורבי יוחנן אמר, הר אבנה השם אלוקינו, ברוך אתה השם, המלמד תורה לעמו ישראל. ורב אמנון אמר, ברוך אתה השם אשר ברך הבא מכל העמים, ונעשה לנו סתור סוף, ברוך אתה השם נושא התורה, אין ברוך אתה השם נושא התורה. So, I said now, just now four. Why he's saying that's three? Because the first two, והרב נע, is continuation, ו, פלוס. Yes, כתשאו ביצרסה וצבא לעסוק בדברה, והרב נע, it's continuation of the same ברכה. הלאה, ואלו שלוש ברכות, רבי יהודה סבר כי יש לברך על ברכס התוירה, כמו שאר ברכות המצוות. And this three, רבי יהודה is thinking that we should say על ברכס התוירה, כמו שאר ברכות המצוות שמברכים על המצוות כולם. So, now we can ask, ומה שמברכים לעסוק בדברי תורה ולא ללמוד תורה, Yes, the mitzvah is to learn Torah. So why you are saying לעסוק בדברי תורה? לעסוק is to be busy with the Torah. That's my business. Yes? עסק is business in Hebrew. Yes? לעסוק, that's our business. Yes? נראה כי אם מברכים כך, because if we would say such a ברוכה, היה משמע לתורה שהיא התורה כהלכה, כי זה עיקר התורה. If we would say ללמוד תורה, if we would say ללמוד תורה instead of לעסוק בדברי תורה, so that we would think just if we came said the right thing, let's say right conclusion, but if it was mistake on the beginning by his understanding, that's not considered ללמוד תורה, because ללמוד תורה, let's say the Kodesh Baruch Hu decided about something that this is permitted. He thought by mistake that this is forbidden. So he's not learning the real Torah. Yes? So, ואם לא היה מכוון, I'm continuing, and if he wouldn't aim the right explanation, the right הלוכה, לא היה זה נקרא תורה. וזה אינו כלל, he's saying that's not true. כי אף שאינו מכוון הלכה, הוא גם כמצווה. לפיכך מברכים לעסוק בדברי תורה. Saying, if someone trying to get the right answer and if he was mistaken on his way, is also getting reward to be busy because it's right. So learning to add, it takes time till you will succeed. Yes, let's say a level of poiskim like Rav Ovadia Yosef, Rav Moshe Feinstein, they repeated Tur Shulchan Aruch, Yerodeh, Gshas, everything 100 times. Okay, So after repeating so many times and the whole Shasbih so many times, you can know much better. But we are not on such level. So we can know about the direction, what to search for, and to get closer.
What does it mean by mistake?
Someone was, there is a new question, I will tell you. Let's say someone wants to know if I'm allowed to move the chuk, the pieces of the electric Shabbos clock. Electric Shabbos clock.
Okay.
To change the hour in the middle of Shabbos, to make it later, or to make it earlier. Yes, not to turn off and on, just while it's working or not working, to add or to miss. Yes? So he's trying to find the solution. He was wrong. He thought, he came to his rabbi to tell him a long lecture that he learned 1 hour, and that's his conclusion. The rabbi told him, your mistake. And the halach is ABC, okay? So he is getting reward for his efforts for 1 hour. Yes? Why? Because he was, that's the mitzvah, is lasok b'divrei Torah, to be busy, to learn the Torah. You are trying. You weren't relying on yourself. You asked the rabbi and you came to the. And how the rabbi knows? Because the rabbi has compared it to another gemara. On the gemara, on the Mishnah of Maser Shabbos, it said that they had patterns, how to make longer or shorter. For example, they had candle of oil. So they put, Shalom Aleichem. They put, we waited for you. So they took an egg and a shell of egg. They filled it with oil, and it was dropping slowly by the heat into the candle. Yes, or if they wanted to make it less oil, they took ptila. How do you say ptila?
Wicks.
And they put into the oil and outside, and that took out a bit of the oil, and then it was faster going off. Yes? So that's the source that we have on the Gemara, what the Mishnah speaks about, making faster or later the light of the candle. Yes? That's the source for the Hilchos, the new modern Shabbos clock. Okay. Now he's saying, Ve'yesh lo imar gamken. So, let's conclude what we said till now. We said that we have three brachot. First one, Lasov v'divrei Torah. Second one, Asher k'shomu tzitzav etzvanu, Asher b'chabanu. And then, Asher nazananu teras emes. That's what we say afterwards. If I'm oile la Torah, I'm saying just two of them. Asher b'chabanu and Asher nazananu. Ve'esh lomar gam ken, ki limud shayach gam b'machshava. Now he's giving halachic chidush. What is halachic chidush? Let's say I'm not reading, not saying that loudly, just thinking about that. Should I say also Birkas HaTorah? So you're saying yes. Ki limud shach gam b'machshove. V'boruch hazo shemvachim al HaTorah, ikmo birkat ha-mitzvot shu al ma'aseh. Ulkach mevarech la'asok b'Torah, kmo shipirashnu. Ad ki nireh she'en tzri levarech kasher lama Torah b'yun b'machshove bilvad. Rak tzarich she'aseh ma'aseh, v'adibur nechshav, hu ma'aseh nechshav, kmo shamru, akimat,
so he's
saying we could think that why we are saying lasok b'dvei Torah, maybe because I have to do something. We said already that lasok b'dvei Torah means to be busy with the Torah. So how am I busy with doing something with the Torah? It's by speaking, I'm saying, I'm reading the text. Yes, it's Moreh or Rambam or Shochanor, whatever, yes, or Maharal. So that I could think. But he's rejecting this explanation. Umikol makom en raya mikan. En mikan raya. He's saying that's not proved. Ki efshal lefaresh hafuch. I can explain the opposite. Ki esek nivkra kol shemitasek v'poneh ladavar. Being busy means that I left my own stuff and I'm busy with something else. Let's say someone wants to speak with me. I'm telling him, now I'm too busy. Why? Because I have to finish calculations, okay? So if I'm thinking about kushia without saying anything, that's also considered I'm busy. Yes? Mm-hmm. Busy. That's lasso. So he's saying, so maybe even without speaking, without speech, So that's the two sides that he's discussing about. אף כי אין כאן מעשה, even that he's not doing real act, מכל מקום פונה אליו ועוסק בו, ולכך מברכים לעסוק. ורבי יהודה סבר שאין לברך לעסוק בדברי תורה, דאינו דומה לשאר המצוות. So there are two opinions. According to Rabbi Yehuda saying, no, you must do real act, not just thinking. And that's why you cannot, if you are just thinking Divrei Torah, you cannot say the Borei Lasok with Divrei Torah. And Chachomim thought you are allowed. So I don't know what's the conclusion. Let's see. Ki. מה קרה? אתה רוצה לקחת את זה?
כן.
אדם, why Rabbi Yehuda thinks that is just thinking about Torah is not like an act, a real act for the mitzvot. כי שכל האדם, השם יתברך מוציא אותו מן הכוח אל הפועל. ואין לימוד התורה ביד האדם, כמו שאר המצוות. רק השם יתברך מוציא שכל האדם מכוח אל הפועל. ולפיכך יש לברך על דבר זה, הערב נא השם אלוקינו, עד ברוך המלמד תורה לעמו ישראל. So I'm not sure that this paragraph, this lines that I just read is not explaining it's contradiction. I'm trying to understand. He said, let's translate. Saying the wisdom of the person, how it comes practical, by help from Hashem, help from heaven. Siyata Dishmaya. So he's saying it's not up to me. Let's say if I want to make Nitilas Adayim, okay, so I'm going to the sink, I'm feeling the sefel, and I'm pulling on my hands. But here, if I'm thinking, if I will succeed to understand or not understand that the Kodesh Baruch Hu gave me this wisdom to decide. So he's saying, רק השם יתברך מוציא שכל האדם מכוח אל הפועל. ולפיכך, that's why, יש לברך על דבר זה, ערב נא השם אלוקינו. So that's why we should say, ערב נא השם אלוקינו. עד ברוך המלמד תורה לעמו ישראל. So I want to come back to see the opinions on the beginning. Then I will, it's not Rabbi Yehuda, it's Rabbi Yochanan. So I'm summarized to myself, and then that will be make it clear, because always you should know when you are stuck. Yes, let's say I'm learning every evening Daf Yomi, okay? So it's not always very clear. Sometimes I have to read secondly, thirdly, fourthly, and then I'm understanding. But then it becomes sweeter, right? Because I made an effort. As much as that more difficult, you are enjoying much more afterwards, okay? So we shouldn't be afraid of the effort. So what I'm trying to look back and to try to summarize. There is more on Masechet Boches, Daf Yud Alef Amud Alef, okay? There, the Gemara is asking which Bocher we are saying. There are a few opinions of the Amoraim. First one, Rabbi Yehuda bar Ashi. Rav Ashi was one of the last generations of the Amoraim. Rabbi Yochanan and Rav Amnuna. So, Rabbi Yehuda bar Ashi is saying, we are saying Bocher Lasok B'Divrei Torah. The second opinion was Rabbi Yochanan to say, Harev Na Hashem Elokeinu. Which these days we are connecting by the Vav, as I already explained. Third opinion was to say, Rav Amnon was to say, Asher Bachabanu Mikol Amim, Baruch Ata Hashem, Lo Yisen HaToira. So now he is coming to explain the three opinions. And he's saying, we do all of them, yes? So Rabbi Yehuda thought that we should say, Asher Kacham Etzusa Vitzvanu Lasok B'Divrei Torah, like all the rest of the Birkot Mitzvot, and the reasons that we are saying Lasok instead of Lilmot, because we want to express that even if I was mistake and I didn't succeed to understand or to come to the right conclusion, I made mitzvah. Why? Because being busy with. That's my last sentence, to be busy with, that was mitzvah. Okay? Now, that was the first opinion of Rabbi Yude. Why he's saying lasok b'divrei Torah? Because being busy with the Torah, that's a mitzvah. Now he's adding about that, that's learning is also by thought. Yes? So that's why we are saying, and now he's saying, So now he's saying, I could think that because all the mitzvahs, when I'm saying, not about thinking, just about doing. Let's say, I saw poor person. I wanted to give him 10 shekels, not donation, okay? But I didn't succeed. I'm not saying about what I wanted to give. Even that I wanted to give and I gave, I'm not saying when I wanted. Even when you give, you don't not think. That's another reason. But let's say, usually we are making doing the bocher right before the act of the mitzvah. Let's say, for example, I'm putting on tefillin, so I say la'aneach tefillin. Shekutron with yourself, so la'aneach tefillin. So I'm not saying when I thought to put on the tefillin, just when I did it practically. So then I could think I can't say about thinking, because let's say if I'm speaking, okay, I did an act, speaking. But if I'm thinking not, that was first opinion, first side. Second side is saying, Maral is saying, no, it's not proved. Why? Because I can explain that Lasak B'divrei Torah is to be busy with the Torah. So I left all other thoughts. I'm not thinking about my bank account. I'm not thinking about... what I have to tell Ohad, I'm just learning now the Torah, okay? So that was the first opinion of Lasok. Now now there was second opinion of Rabbi Yochanan, and Rabbi Yochanan said, we are saying Harevna, not Lasok B'divrei Torah. We are not making like Rabbi Yochanan, we are making like all of them, but they divided. Each one of them said separate Boche. The first opinion of Rabbi Yude Barashi was saying, just say, La'asok b'divrei Torah. And we had two sides, if he is able to say about thinking or not. He wasn't deciding. Okay, now everything become clear. Second opinion is Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan was saying, the second boche, which is, you cannot say La'asok, because that's his opinion. He's saying, what should I say? Harevna. Why is he saying, don't say La'asok? Saying because it's not by me. That's the Kodesh Boch is making me the wisdom to understand or not to understand. So that's why he's saying I should, according to Rabbi Yochanan, we should ask Arevna Hashem Elokeinu Ad Boruch Hamlamed Torah L'Amo Yisrael. Boruch Ata Hashem Hamlamed Torah L'Amo Yisrael. That was the explanation of Rabbi Yochanan. And the last opinion, Rav Amnon, you see, by coming back, we understood what happens here. First opinion was saying just Lasok B'divrei Torah, Lasok B'divrei Torah. Second one was saying just to say just Arevna Hashem Elokeinu. And third opinion saying Asher Baruch Banu. And Rav Amnon Sabak Yoter Shevarech Al Shenatan Torah Kulam Al Yisrael Asher Baruch Banu Kol Amim Venasa Lanu Et HaTorah. Yes, Al Shenatan Torah Kulah L'Yisrael. Ki Im Lo Natan Torah L'Yisrael Bahatchala Lo Haya Torah Lekol Yisrael. Just because the Kodesh Baruch Hu chose us more than all the other nations. לפיכך יאמר אשר בחר בנו מכל העמים ונתן לנו את תורתו, ברוך אתה השם נותן התורה. So what's the beginning of this bocher? ותחילת הברכה, I'm on the left side, third line. ותחילת הברכה, yes, no, here. ותחילת הברכה, yes, אשר בחר בנו מכל העמים, כלומר, כי נתן תורה על הר סיני לישראל. Yes, that's what means chose us from all the other nations. The Kodesh Baruch Hu brought us to Mount Sinai, and they gave us the Torah. V'siyum ha-bachar noten ha-Torah, ve'lo kmo she'itchil. Why? Bachar banu is past. Noten ha-Torah is present. Why we are changing times from past to present? Because that's continued. every day the Kodesh Baruch Hu gives us the ability and the knowledge and keeping the Torah with us. The imlochen without Hashem help, חס ושלום נשתק לך התורה מישראל. כי נותן התורה הוא שם תואר, נותן התורה זה description of השם. ורצונו לומר שאף בכל יום ויום ובכל עת נותן התורה. ואם לא כן היה חס ושלום נשתק לך התורה מישראל. ודבר זה מבואר ליהודים. אוקיי. So what we said, three opinions. רב יהודה אמר רבה שהוא was saying, about that he had two sides if I'm able to say Brocha about thinking. Second one was Varevna, and third one was Asher Bachabano. And he emphasized that we are ending with Noten Torah because the Kodesh Baruch Hu continued to give us. Next time we will continue this. Thank you very much.